The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. I've heard it said that once you get into fly fishing, it's all you can think of. And ultimately, there's only one rod you really want. A fly rod made by this man.
Thing about quality, it's either right or it's not.
Tom Morgan is a legend among fly fishermen for the precision of his rods. All the more remarkable because he himself hasn't been able to hold one for almost 20 years. More after this from Charlie. Tom Morgan lives on a hilltop outside Bozeman, Montana.
I grew up guiding fishermen around southwestern Montana.
And along the way, developed something you can't teach, a feel for exactly how a perfect fly rod should taper so that you can put the fly exactly where you want it every time. The process involves tolerances within a thousandth of an inch, which requires the kind of patience only a fisherman has. But in Tom Morgan's case, it also requires the help of a dedicated wife.
Perfection is really what you're aiming for.
Because for the past 20 years, Tom himself has been paralyzed by multiple sclerosis, no use of his hands or feet. His wife, Jerry, assembles the rods for him.
Move it left ever so slightly. That's perfect.
And his eyes don't miss a thing. If he finds so much as a nick in the bamboo, it becomes a very expensive tomato steak. He makes only 50 rods a year, priced at $4,000 each. Tom Morgan is 72 now and told CBS's Steve Hartman that even though he can no longer fish, in a way, he still does.
Do you still daydream about fishing?
I sure do. I catch bigger ones now than ever.
It's really given him a life, I think, that he wouldn't have had.
I know that I've provided thousands of people with great enjoyment in their favorite sport. That almost brings tears to my eyes.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.